Welcome to the Father's Day. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you all for being with us. You can become a member of the Father's Day on the YouTube channel there. Support us in that way. Or go to locals.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And don't forget, I have my own coffee now. All the way from Sweet Home, Alabama. My own coffee. So check out Pachi's Coffee by going to jesseleepeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. I have with me Hayden McDougal, better known as Woman Propaganda. Woman Propaganda. I can't wait to find out what that means. He is an internet personality with over 1 million followers across all of social media platforms. Hayden, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jesse. Excited to be here.
And so, your show is, you're better known as Woman Propaganda. What does that mean?
There's a lot of propaganda on the internet, and a lot of it is feminist propaganda. Women talking about men are trash, and we need abortion, we need more abortion, all sorts of garbage out there. So I started posting on social media with the goal of debunking the internet's most viral feminist propaganda. So I'm at war with the feminists, but I've also leaned into racism as well. I say things that are racist.
Right on.
And that gets a lot of
attention. And are the feminists warring back? Are they after you for that?
Everyone's after me. Everyone wants to kill me, yeah.
Amazing.
I get death threats all the time.
So what's important to you?
Great question. I'd like to see America not die. I'd like to see some sort of future for white people. Right now what's happening is all the white countries are becoming black and brown. Yeah. Pretty soon there's going to be no white countries left. I think that's a very dangerous future for white people and really the whole world. I think if white people disappear, it's over for the world.
It's over.
And no one seems to get it. No one seems to care. This country used to be 90% white. This country used to be safe. It used to be rich.
Right.
Now the country's almost 50% white. Pretty soon white people are going to be a minority in this country. And most people don't seem to care. White people don't even care. White people don't even think it's a bad thing. That
is it that they don't care or are they afraid to speak up and stuff?
Both of that. I don't know the exact percentage. And maybe half of white people don't care slash think it's a good thing. The older white people, white liberal boomers, they grew up in a white country and they said, I don't want this for my children. I don't want my, this is too nice. I don't want my children and grandchildren to grow up in a white country. They should grow up in a multicultural brown and black country with all sorts of different languages. So these boomers really, these white boomers sold out their white children and grandchildren.
They did.
And now we're heading towards a situation where in a couple decades, white people will be 20% of the U.S. population. Right now we're a hated minority. Soon we're going to be a, right now we're a hated majority. Soon we'll be a hated minority.
Yeah.
So when you ask me, what do I care about, what I say is I'm not liberal or conservative. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I care about white people. That's my main concern. I want, and I love everybody. I have black friends even.
You have a black friend?
Yeah, I have a black neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
And he's great. He pays his own rent. He's not on Section 8 housing vouchers.
I need to make you look sharp. You dress like they did when America was America.
Thank you. Yeah, people used to dress better.
So how did you hold on to this? You're a millennium, right?
I'm 30, so I'm like a young millennial or an older Gen Z. I'm right in the middle.
So how did you end up holding on to the way to dress?
I'm normally just dressed like this when I'm going to be on film.
Right on.
When I'm walking around outside, I'm dressed with jeans and a shirt.
Absolutely.
But if you're going to be on camera and you have a message to get out, people are more likely to listen to you if you're dressed sharp.
Absolutely.
So that's why I wear this if I know I'm going to be on camera.
And so you're not a Republican or Democrat.
That's what I say. Yeah. I'm very much not liberal. I used to call myself conservative, but I talk to conservatives and Republicans and I tell them white people are disappearing. We're going to lose our country. And they call me racist for that. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't know what I am. So I'm definitely not liberal. Liberals are out here doing the gay pride parades, marching for abortion, let us kill our babies.
Trying to get rid of ICE.
Trying to say, ICE is trying to deport rapists, murderers, and these white liberals and non-white liberals get out and say, don't deport that child rapist. That's mean. It's unbelievable. It's a mess.
So are you a Christian?
Yes. I was raised Christian. I haven't been to church in several years. I have a little bit of beef with the modern church. I think pastors are failing young men. I think these pastors are not telling young men the truth about women. And these pastors are not speaking up about white genocide, meaning white people becoming a minority. No pastor will touch this subject.
I know.
They're scared of getting called racist.
Yeah. What is God to you? What does God mean to you?
I do believe Jesus is God. I believe the story that he was crucified and rose 3 days later. So I think that, I don't know exactly how it works, but I do think that Jesus rose from the dead. God created everything and, I don't know. Good. What is God to me? My father in a sense, if he created everything. So I'm not really sure. He's the designer. I do think God is good. And I think God loves us.
Oh, you do? And why do you believe that Jesus is God?
What convinces me is all the people that died for it. Jesus rose from the dead, he revealed himself to all these people, and everyone's saying, I saw this guy rise from the dead. he really did conquer death, and people were put to death for that. They were killing Christians for the first 300 years. So everyone willing to die for it is what makes me think it really happened, because you wouldn't die for a lie. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, Jesus said that he is the Son of God. Why do you call him God?
I think rising, saying you're going to rise from the dead and then actually rising from the dead, I think that shows he's was more than human.
Right, he was the Son of God.
Well, there's the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'm the wrong person to ask these questions. I was raised evangelical Christian, which...
I'm sorry to hear that.
I know. The evangelical church is totally feminine. It's run by women. I was a little bit bitter for a while towards the pastors and the people I went to church with.
Have you forgiven them?
Yes, I have.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't help it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting what you say about free will.
Yeah.
You say free will doesn't exist.
Huh? Right. Do you believe you have a free will?
I was a Calvinist for a while.
Who?
A Calvinist is a...
I don't know him.
It's a branch of Christianity where they don't believe in free will. They believe in predestination.
Oh, that's a religion?
It's a branch of Protestantism, yeah.
Oh, I'm not familiar with them. So do you believe you have a free will? Where is Calvin located?
Calvinist? He's dead now.
Calvinist is a religion, right? Is it in the United States?
Yeah, it's all over the place. Lots of Protestants would probably fall under the category of Calvinist.
Oh, okay.
And Calvinists believe in predestination.
And do you believe that you have a free will?
I tend to agree with you that free will doesn't exist. It's very controversial amongst Christians to say that. I tend to think... I tend to believe in predestination as opposed to free will.
What does predestination mean? I'm black and slow, so that's why I'm asking.
Predestination meaning it's kind of all written already. God knows who's going to heaven and who's going to hell before any of us are ever born.
Yeah, I agree.
God knows what you're going to do.
Absolutely. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It takes the pressure off of performance if you... think that this was all this is out of my control anyways. It's kind of a relief in a way.
It really is out of our control. We have nothing to do with it.
How do you know that?
I can see it.
Okay.
We have nothing to do with it. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Do you create your own thoughts?
I don't think so.
And why do you don't think so?
I feel like my thoughts kind of attack me. And I gotta dodge them or kind of just, yeah, I don't know. My thought, it can be a task to get your thoughts under control. Or, I mean, your thoughts, you've said it all. I have heard you say it many times. Your emotions build you up just to bring you down. They bring you down just to build you up.
Yeah.
Something you've said that has helped me a lot is all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
Absolutely.
That's helped me tremendously.
Cool. Right on.
I repeat that to myself all the time.
Nice. And so, do you have perfect peace?
I wouldn't say so, no.
And why not?
Right now I'm pretty stressed with work and everything. I need to make more money. A lot of people want to kill me. And... life is just kind of stressful. If I had more money, I think I'd have more time to pursue perfect peace.
What about pursuing perfect peace first, and then the money would come?
That's a good idea. I mean...
why you need... go ahead.
I need money to...
Why not seek perfect peace first, and the money would come?
I guess I try to seek perfect peace. I do the silent prayer.
Oh, good.
I'm doing the silent prayer at least, I try and do it every day, but maybe it's 4 or 5 times a week I do that silent prayer.
Right on. Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you went to her?
Yeah.
How did that go?
It was
kind
of weird.
You're Southern mother.
No, I'm from San Diego, so I'm...
I thought you were from...
I live in South Carolina.
Oh, but you're from San Diego?
I'm from San Diego, yeah. Yeah, California guy.
Right on.
It's nice to be back. It's a shame to see... L.A.'s worse every time I come back.
Oh, it's a mess.
It's a mess. But, I forgave both my parents, and my dad didn't really know what to say. He just said, okay, and then my mom, my mom cried, and... it was good, though.
Right on.
Yeah.
Cool, man. So, have you heard me say that there's a genocide happening upon white people in America today?
I have.
What do you think about that?
You're right. I appreciate you saying it. No one else is willing to say it.
That's mind-blowing to me that white people in their own country, because white people founded and created this country.
Yeah.
With the help of God. And they invited other people into their land, and now they're allowing these people to commit genocide upon them.
I know. And they even think it's a good thing. And if you're a white person and you say we're being genocided, you get called a racist.
Well, that's fine.
I know. Well, that's what I say. But they think, when they call you a racist, they mean they think you should die. You're a they yeah. want you to get the Charlie Kirk treatment, you know? They literally think racism is the worst sin you can commit. And these people move here. They get all these benefits. They get free housing. You saw that Somalian daycare scam.
Yeah.
I mean, these people move here. They hate white people, and they leech off of us, and they call us racist if we want to deport them.
But do white people know or see that the genocide is happening and that it's happening in all of the white countries? Are they aware of that?
Very few. Amongst the younger generations, I think the young guys my age and younger, a lot more of us see it. The boomers, the Gen X, our parents do not see it. They don't get it at all.
It's hard for me to believe that they don't see it. How can you not? It's so apparent. White people being raped and robbed and knocked out in the streets and beat up on the bus, stabbed in the neck, all kinds of stuff. It's hard to believe they can't see that.
If they do see it, they don't care or they don't think it's a bad thing. I know. Well, a lot of older white people are liberals. They literally think it is a good thing that white people are becoming a minority in this country.
What do they expect to happen once the people of color take over?
They think it'll be great. No more racism. They think we're all going to be one. We're all going to be brown. All the white people are going to race mix, intermarry. We'll all be brown. And then once white people are gone, we won't have to deal with racism anymore. Because they also say that only white people can be racist, you know? A lot of white people are retarded. I mean, they've been brainwashed to hate themselves, and they're screwing over their children and their grandchildren. Your white children and your grandchildren are going to grow up in a country that is dangerous for white people.
Absolutely.
It already is dangerous for white people. It's going to get worse.
I see white young people getting beat up in high schools, on the buses.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're being attacked by the blacks.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of wild animals attack these one person.
Yeah.
One little skinny white guy, you got three or four, five beating up on this guy. No one cares.
I know. And if the races were reversed, it would be headlines.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be everywhere.
Definitely.
People would be in the streets marching to end racism. And the footage of that in reverse typically doesn't exist.
Right.
Because white people aren't violent like
that's
that.
That's right. Absolutely. What's wrong with the blacks?
Violent, lazy, evil is what's wrong with the blacks.
And so, mess. And so what's the solution?
I think we could start by ending Section 8 housing. I started a PAC, a political action committee, to stop Section 8 housing. What Section 8 housing means is the government basically plants unemployed black people in your white neighborhood.
Yep.
You got a beautiful white neighborhood. Everyone pays their own rent, pays their own mortgage, and the government says, this neighborhood's too nice. This neighborhood needs unemployed black people. And that's what Section 8 is, or public housing. It comes in many forms, but they basically, and it's a serious problem in South Carolina. Californians, you got a lot of Mexicans out here now, but there's actually not as many blacks in California. South Carolina has a lot of blacks, and these white neighborhoods just get destroyed with Section 8 housing. So I started a political action committee. You can go to stop8.vote. And sign the petition. There's going to be a donation link there, too, if you want to donate. But what we want to do is get Section 8 on the ballot in every single state.
Oh,
so
good.
When you go vote for governor, you can also go vote yes or no on Section 8 housing. And anyone that pays their own rent, if they're smart, they should vote no on Section 8 housing.
Absolutely. I remember when Barack was in the White House, he was trying desperately to get blacks and things to move out into the valley, into the white area here in California. And they were building, these rich people with these, build all these big apartments and things like that. They wanted them to do that out in the suburbs and make the rent really cheap or not at all. They were really trying to get that done.
Yeah, it ruins everything.
And yet the white people sat back and just, okay, whatever you want to do.
I know. I mean, white people will not take their own side. It's totally insane. White people, we're the only group that will not stick up for ourselves.
Yeah.
We won't stick up for fellow whites. There's no unity amongst whites.
When I was growing up, white people used to stand up for themselves.
Yeah.
I did not know that they had this kind of fear because back in the good old days, white people treated people the way they would like to be treated as the black did in those days before the civil rights movement. And so I saw them creating an amazing country and innovative, driven white people.
Yeah.
I never knew that they could become this afraid that they would let their children suffer. They would send their children to a black school knowing that the kids are going to get beat up just to try to prove that they're not racist.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was possible.
I know. I know. It's unbelievable. I grew up in clown world. I went to public school my whole life. In public school, you learn white people showed up to this country and genocided all the Indians. And then they enslaved black people and they whipped them all day, every day. And you're just taught white people bad, white people bad, white people bad. And they're teaching this to white kids. It makes you feel ashamed or whatever. They're trying to convince white people you should just give up and die because you guys have, look at all this evil stuff you've done all throughout all of history. And then all these black kids learn this stuff and they go along with it. And they're, white people are evil. I'd be rich if it weren't for the white man keeping me down.
What a mess.
It's insane. It's a joke. And yeah, white people are scared. I mean, if you're white and you say the N-word, you can get murdered. A black person will throw their whole entire life away to murder you for saying the N-word.
Yeah. I remember white people, they had so much courage. They had the KKK group. Mm-hmm. Remember the KKK?
Oh, yeah. I know them from, I've heard about them. I don't remember them personally.
But white people would not even tolerate that group. You know, they would say, no, you can't hate people. They allow them to be whatever they want, but at least they knew not to hate.
Yeah.
White people at that time knew about love, and as a result of knowing about real love, they have no fear. They did what they had to do. That's gone now.
It's all gone. White people have. I'm out here fighting for white people, and it's a thankless job.
How is it going?
It's going all right. We're excited about our Stop 8. Vote, the prospect of abolishing Section 8. This is the first real attempt anyone has made to fight Section 8 housing. Yeah. No one has made a real attempt.
This is the first time I've heard of anyone doing that.
I know. It's the first time it's ever been done. So I'm excited about this.
Right on.
I've helped normalize the N-word for young white men. I said this in a video on Instagram, and it got 500 million views. And I think I really helped make a push to normalize white boys saying the N-word.
Young white people, you say young white guys are not afraid, are they?
I think they're afraid in the sense they don't want to get kicked out of college, they don't want to lose their job, you know, certain things. But they don't believe the bullshit. They're not brainwashed. They're not ashamed of being white. They'll keep their mouth shut as to not get killed, because you'll literally get killed by some of these minorities for saying the wrong thing. But they don't feel ashamed. The white guilt is gone amongst the younger generations.
And do the young white have black fatigue?
Yes. Yes. Very much so. Oh, yeah.
Tell the people what is black fatigue.
Black people are not very well behaved in this country. They commit a lot of crime. A lot of them are not working jobs. They are on Section 8 housing. They're not even paying their own rent. And then they get on social media and they talk about white people are evil. You get on the black side of social media, all they say is how evil white people are.
Yeah.
I saw recently some black woman on Instagram was talking about they used to eat us. They used to turn us into soaps and lampshades, which is something they said white people did to the Jews during the Holocaust. Now black people are saying white people also did that to their slaves, which I had not even heard before.
That's ridiculous.
They're saying stuff
that
like
did
a black.
Not happen.
No. Totally crazy. Now they're saying a black woman invented Wi-Fi. Have you heard of this?
No.
All over black social media, they boldly proclaim, and I think they really believe it, that a black woman invented Wi-Fi.
So maybe that's why Wi-Fi doesn't work that well anymore.
Yeah. you put the blacks in charge of it. It's falling apart. But yeah, black fatigue is just white people no longer caring about slavery. A black person will complain about slavery, and I'll say, I don't care.
Right on. Right on. Did you know that in San Francisco, they signed a bill or an agreement to pay blacks reparation?
I heard about that.
I'd say like $5 million or something like that. I'm waiting in line for my money.
Yeah, I'm going to put on blackface and try and go collect that.
That's right, me too.
Oh, man. Hey, I'm part Irish. Irish people used to be slaves. Can I get paid for that?
Amazing.
Yeah.
What your impression of... let me ask, do you believe racism exists at all?
I agree with you. I think it's a made-up word.
It is.
Yeah.
It's totally a made-up word.
It's a psyop, a psychological operation to demoralize white people and get us to give up our country. And I'm upset that it works. People call white people racist. I am mad at other white people for falling for this.
Yes.
Do not be scared of getting called racist. It's the people trying to call you racist are manipulating you, and they do not love you. I mean,
not at all. And I'm a little not anymore, but I'm a little surprised that other white people say yes, racism does exist, and that white people have white privilege, and I'm giving up my privilege, and that's insane to me. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, they're idiots. They're idiots, and that's who I really have beef with, is these white people that say stuff like that. These liberal whites are screwing over the rest of us. It's like liberal whites live in a majority white state like Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and they vote Democrat, they vote for open borders. And then the conservative whites in Texas get flooded with Indians and Mexicans. I mean, Texas is like 30% white at this point. So these liberal whites have screwed over all white people.
Texas will become a Democratic state after a while.
Oh, it's already there.
A lot of people move there from here, California, different places. But Texas is going to be... That's what I tell them. You can't run. You got to fight back. You just can't. Because the Democrats are going to go wherever you go, and they're going to change everything.
I know. Sometimes I'm black-pilled. Sometimes it feels hopeless. I don't know. How bad does it have to get before white people wake up?
What's your impression of the Republican Party? And do you think they're going to win this December?
I think the Republican Party is weak and gay. I think they're liars. I really want to love Trump. I voted for Trump 3 times. Trump said mass deportations, and we're not getting that. We're getting a handful of deportations, and now Trump's backing off because he got some bad press, and everybody cried when Renee Good and Alex Priddy got shot by ICE. These are people agitating these ICE agents. Yeah. ICE agents who are trying to deport rapists and murderers. Yeah. And these idiots get out there and say, don't do that. Don't deport that rapist. And, that one guy's kicking in a car taillight. He had been agitating ICE for weeks. Finally, he's got a gun on his hip, and he's wrestling with these ICE agents.
I saw that.
Finally, he gets shot, and everyone on social media cries about it. People don't have the stomach for what needs to happen. We need like 30 million deportations, and that's ugly. I mean, that's actually, you're going to have to bonk some people on the head to deport 30 million people. It's going to be ugly, and everyone's weak. No one has the stomach
for it. And then they say, not the children. Don't send your children back. Yes, you do send those children are going back home.
Amen.
And it's not like they're going to a strange land. We can ship them all.
They're going back to a country where everyone looks like them and speaks the same language. Yeah. These Mexicans crying, don't make me go back to Mexico. That's your home. What's wrong with Mexico? They proudly wave the Mexican flag at these pride parades. Yeah. And then they scream, don't send me back. It's like, I thought you were proud to be Mexican. I thought you loved I thought you loved Mexico more than America.
Yeah.
But you're going to cry and scream and fight if we tell you to go back?
That's amazing. What other than what the Great White Hope is doing? You know who the Great White Hope is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And some people call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Mm-hmm. Some people call him king, and they worship the king around the world. And some people call him daddy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I call him the Great White Hope.
Well, I thought he would be, I used to call him the Great White Hope as well. I thought he was going to be a win for white people, but he has not been.
But what, other than what he's doing right now, with what he has to work with, what else should he be doing and how should he do it to send people back? What else should he be doing?
You know, there's all sorts of things he could do more. I think he needs to beef up ICE. I think he needs to tune out the hate and just get these mass deportations done. I mean, but I think he's running out of time. It seems to me that the mass deportations, that was just something he said to get people to vote for him. I don't think the mass deportations were ever going to happen.
But he's considering, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I'm missing something. I'm black and slow. he's doing the best he can, and then these Republicans, the right-o Republicans are against him doing this. The Democrats and the media, see how they are.
The media is against him.
Everyone is, but yet he's trying to get it done anyway, and it's just not easy, especially with the little time that he has. Mm-hmm. What other how else should he be doing it other than what he's doing?
It's a tough job, and I don't think he has good people around him.
Nope.
I think he has saboteurs around him. You know what I really wish? I wish Trump would fire everyone around him, and I want him to hire Nick Fuentes to just be his guy, and Nick Fuentes can tell what to do.
You get it done.
Yeah. Do you agree with me Nick should run for politics?
I've always thought Nick should run for politics.
Nice.
When I first met him, I had him on my radio show a long time back, and I said to him, he should run for politics.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the future holds, but I'm pretty sure he will end up becoming president one day. But he got to get started some kind of way.
Yeah, I agree. I would love to see him be president.
Yeah.
I think we could really turn things around. Yeah.
But so other than what the president is doing and the way that the media make everything he does and make it look like it's just horrible, and because people are so evil and emotional, they go along with what the media is showing. Mm-hmm. Instead of the reality of what's really happening and why the president is doing this, how else can you get? What else should he be doing? How can he get around that?
It's tough. I think he needs to ignore the media and just be the bad guy, be the villain, and do mass deportations.
But he is doing that. He's like the villain. He's the bad guy because even even with the attacks that are happening with the ICE people, Trump is still doing it. I know they slowed down a little bit over there in Minnesota, but they're here now sending the illegals back.
I appreciate what ICE is doing. I think they're doing what they can. But
I'll let the president know, what else do you see that he should be doing to deport? Because I know a lot of people are getting angry at him on the right. Because they say, well, he is not sending it back like he said he would. He is not doing it. What else can he do?
There's all these unemployed white guys across the country. The economy is terrible. There's not a lot of jobs. He should all these unemployed white guys, he should hire them into ICE, and he should do anything and everything he can to make 30 million deportations happen.
But he's doing a tall order. He's doing that. Well, I know.
Well, he's got
young white guys who are working for ICE. I can't mention them, but yeah. I know young, and they're making buku money. They made like, well, I don't want to say, but they made buku money.
They should. They're at serious risk. I hope they're getting paid well.
They're paid well, so they are joining ICE. But I still want to understand: is it what when the people say he's not doing enough?
No.
What else can he do?
I think bumping up the numbers on. I mean, we're over a year in, and there's been less than a million deportations.
Right.
We need like 30 million people deported.
Absolutely.
I think Trump's going to lose. He's not running, but if it's J.D. Vance running in 2028,
it's over.
I think it's over.
Yeah.
And then the Democrats are going to open the border back up, and all the deportations we did get will be all for nothing.
And so the people who are saying that the president needs to be doing more, they don't know what the more is that he should be doing. We already know he should be deporting everybody, right? But it's such a tough job for him.
It is. Something I'd like to see is I'd like to see him talk about white genocide and that white people are being replaced.
I would, too.
Because he won't even – he's scared. He doesn't want to get called racist, it seems. He's scared
to
say the word.
When he brought some – like 10 white people from Africa here. Remember that?
The South African farmers that are getting murdered, and he
brought them here. People had a fit about that.
Yeah.
They didn't want any more white people.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's in spring. No one minded the Somalians coming in.
Right.
But, white people are evil. It's crazy. But I really do think, I think Trump's older and not as sharp as he used to be. And I think he's surrounded by bad people. I don't know who all he's surrounded by, but I think he doesn't have America First people. He doesn't have people who are explicitly pro-white on his team. I really think Trump should hire Nick Fuentes onto his team. Trump should get Nick Fuentes in there.
Amazing. I hear a lot about, not a lot, but white people complaining about the Jews.
Yes.
And it reminds me of the way the black people complain about the whites. You know, the black people blame white people for everything. You control everything. You own everything. I cannot even have a life. I can't go to get a good education because you own everything. And now some white people are saying the same thing about the Jews. Have they become like what they hate?
There's probably some of that going on. I understand, though, when I said earlier that Trump doesn't have good people on his team, partly what I mean by that is I think he has people on his team who are Jews and they're Israel first. My problem with Jews in power and politics in America is that they're more loyal to Jews and Israel than they are to America. So that's why that's part of why the country's falling apart, I believe.
But doesn't that sound like the blacks, what they say, exactly what they say about the whites? I went to Israel once, and I was touring Israel. Mm-hmm. And I had been reading that Israel had given up a lot of land to the Allah Uaba people.
Yeah.
And City of David and other areas. And the little area that the Jews have is all clean and nice and beautiful in the same way that the white people have here, their area. They beautify their area, right? And when you look across the road, the Palestinians just sit around, create ghettos, blame the Jews and jealous of the Jews. While they have beautiful areas, but they won't clean it up and improve on it and stuff like that. And so it reminded me of like, wow, the Palestinians are mad at the Jews in the same way the blacks are mad at the whites. And now some whites are mad at the Jews. What the?
Yeah, but white people aren't bombing the blacks.
Not yet.
At least Israel's getting some W's in over there. I wish we could go bomb black neighborhoods. That's a joke.
No,
that's a joke.
But is it, so have the white people become like what they hate? because white people are smart, and I want to know if it's true that the Jews own everything in America, or the media, or whatever they say. What was wrong with the whites that they allowed that to happen?
Well, that too. It's popular to blame the Jews for our problems, and it's popular to blame the Jews for the government selling our country off.
Right.
I will say, nowadays I tend to blame white people and liberal white boomers more, because the white people that are old today grew up in a country that was majority white, and they voted for open borders. Yeah. They voted for their grandchildren and children to grow up in a non-white country. So I would place probably most of the blame on white people.
Yeah.
That being said, something I've heard you say many times, and I agree, you have Jews who will say Israel needs a border. Israel has to have a border or it won't survive.
I've seen the border.
Yeah, they got a strong border, one of the most secure borders in the world.
Beautiful border.
I love that. I'm happy for them that they have that. Now, my problem is Jews will say yes to the border in Israel.
Right.
And that same liberal Jew will say no to the border in America. And they'll call white people racist for wanting a border.
Yeah.
The hypocrisy makes me sick. And so many Jews are like that. I can't tell you how many times, and you've seen it on your show.
Yeah.
How many times you ask a Jew, should Israel have a border? They say yes. Should America have a border? They say no. That's racist.
I didn't know what to do with it. I was like, why do you say Israel? And I agree, Israel should have a border.
Yes.
But I also agree that America should have. It's common sense.
It is.
So I wonder, since we help Israel so much.
I know.
You would think that they would be 100%. An agreement that we could have a border.
You'd think they'd have our backs. You'd think they'd like us. You'd think they wouldn't want America to become a minority white country.
But I think that they do. Maybe aren't there liberal Jews like they're liberal whites and conservative Jews like conservative whites, and they disagree in the same way it happens here? Mm-hmm. Could that be the battle that's going on? Maybe some conservative Jews, well, I know some, they want us to have a border. They agree that we should do this and that, right? So maybe it's the same kind of fight.
You know, there's some of that going on. I look at people who I'll have disagreements with Ben Shapiro, but then I look at people cheer when Charlie Kirk gets murdered, and I say Ben Shapiro's not that bad, actually. Ben Shapiro's all right. Yeah, Ben Shapiro. I think that he's Israel first and not America first is my opinion on Ben Shapiro.
Is that a bad idea?
If you're American and you live in America and you own a home here and have your family here and make money here, you should be America first.
But isn't he, and I know Ben, I've interviewed him and everything, but isn't he from Israel or Jewish or something?
He's very Jewish.
Right. So should he be for Israel first?
If he is for Israel first, then he should live in Israel. That's fine, but live in Israel. He's Israel first, but he lives in America, and he has a big show, and he's influential, and I think he has an Israel first agenda.
So if you move to Israel, and they love you over
there. What if I move to Israel, and I start saying, Israel shouldn't have a border,
Does Ben say that?
I wonder if I might get in trouble. If I move to Israel and I'm bad-mouthing Israel, I mean, you're not even allowed to bad-mouth Israel in New York City.
But if you were to move to Israel, would you be, and you are American.
Yes.
Would you be American first in Israel, or would you be Israel first in Israel?
I would never do that. I think I would get murdered if I moved to Israel.
But if you did, and you would not get murdered, would you? And you became an Israel citizen, but still an American with American citizenship. Would you be America first in Israel, or would you be Israel first?
No, I'd be America first.
Right. So
that's the problem, and Israel would see the problem with that, and they'd probably ask me to leave, right?
I don't know.
Isn't that a good question, though? Yeah, it's a good question. I agree with you.
Because if I move to Israel or Africa or any other country, I am an America first I could have a thousand citizenships in a thousand other countries.
Well, that's...
And I could own a thousand homes in those countries. I would still be American first.
I agree.
So what's wrong with Ben being that?
Well, Ben is being Israel first.
I mean, well, so what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that is he's influential, and he tells people how to vote.
But you are influential too, right? And so when you become an Israel citizen, you're still going to be influencing people, mm-hmm. but yet you're going to be America first.
I know, and I think I would get in trouble for that. It's called subversion.
No, not in Israel, you won't.
In Israel, I wouldn't get in trouble. I can move to Israel and...
They would love you because you know you influence people. They would love you.
Would they pay me? I'd be willing to do it for a bunch of money if they'd pay me.
Well, you know how the Jews have a lot of money. So.
Yeah. If the Jews want me on their team, I'm ready to sell out. So let me know.
Because of time, what is wrong with being Israel first in America, mm-hmm. American first while living in Israel or any other country? What's wrong with that?
Well, it's the same thing with someone from Mexico moving here and being Mexico first.
But as long as they work and took care of themselves, we didn't have to take care of them.
Yeah, I think Ben Shapiro is a special case because he works in media. I think that makes it a little bit different. But I don't know. If I'm living in America, I'd like it to be filled up with people who are America first.
I would too.
I think that's
absolutely
logical.
But still, if you had dual citizenship, no matter where you move, your heart's going to be in America. Or if you're from Israel, your heart will be in America.
No, I agree. That's what I'm saying. These Somalians that moved to Minnesota, do you think they love America or do they love Somalia?
No.
They love Somalia. But why would we bring them in here and pay for all their stuff?
And we should. That's why I said that if they are not taking care of themselves, then they shouldn't be in our... We shouldn't take care of these people. They absolutely should not be here, for sure.
Yeah.
And, so am I wrong about that?
No, you're right. I agree. These people coming here do not love this country. They love their home country.
But I'm talking about the citizenship. You're an independent person, whether you're famous or not, mm-hmm. and you are a citizen in both countries. Mm-hmm. But your heart is where your home, you live, mm-hmm. even though you live here or you live there and here. Am I wrong that there's nothing, I don't see anything wrong with that? It's not like we're taking care of them.
Yeah. No, that's fair. I just think that countries have a right to determine their own future.
And of course.
White people have been, our government has sold us out. And
do you blame for white people giving up their own country? Not just America, but Europe and everywhere. Who do you blame for that?
Well, now that I'm going to get some Jewish money, I do not blame the Jews, even though that's popular to do nowadays. I blame white liberal boomers. I blame the boomer generation.
I do too.
They grew up in a perfect country. Sure, they grew up in paradise.
Man.
My dad was born in 1949. He worked part-time at Jack in the Box, and that paid for him to have his own apartment, paid for him to go through college. He played volleyball every day, had a wonderful life, and working part-time at Jack in the Box paid for all of that.
Yep.
What does working part-time at Jack in the Box get you nowadays? Nothing. That won't even fill up your gas tank.
Yeah.
These boomers had a wonderful country, and they voted to sell it away. They said, white people are racist. This country needs to be more diverse. I don't want my children to grow up in the same country I grew up in. I want them to grow up in Tijuana.
Catching pure hell.
And they turned Los Angeles into Tijuana.
Yeah.
And this is the inheritance we're receiving. So, I think that the older white people have absolutely sold us out. I blame boomers and I guess Gen X, but mostly the boomer generation and maybe more specifically, I'd say liberal boomers.
Absolutely. I do too. I remember when the so-called civil rights movement started. I was down in Alabama, living under Jim Crow law and everything. And the older black people were like, don't get involved with that mess.
Yeah.
That's Martin Luther King mess. He's stirring up trouble.
He's the original race hustler.
Right.
He's the original. Yeah. He's the original. Give me reparations.
Yeah. But the older black people were not for that movement. It was mostly Martin Luther King and Jesse Jackson and other people. They were able to mostly influence younger black people to be a part of that. But the older blacks knew that thing was already working. It was fine. We'll be friends with whomever we want to be friends with. And it has nothing to do with, you can't force me to do what I don't want to do. And it all changed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So am I wrong about the dual citizenship thing? Am I missing something there?
I guess all I'm saying is, if you are not America first, I don't think you should be in media. I don't think you should be in politics. I don't think you should have any power in this country. I believe that Ben Shapiro is Israel first. That would be my issue with Ben. And I agree with Ben on plenty of other things. He's not doing anything illegal. I guess he's not doing anything wrong. But if I were dictator, the rule would be if you're going to have any sort of political power in this country, it has to be confirmed that you are America first. And what we have in this country is a bunch of politicians that hate America, and they're corrupt. They get into power. They just want to cash out, get money.
Ben does, and I'm not defending Ben. I know him and everything, but he doesn't seem to hate America. He just, I guess he loves his hometown. I'm from Alabama, and I'm still Alabama first.
Yeah, totally.
Over California. Alabama first over California, even though I love California, but I'll put Alabama first.
Being Israel first, I'm not even mad at him. I don't blame him. I totally get it. Yeah. He's Jewish. That's the one Jewish country in the world. Ben being Israel first, it totally makes sense.
Right. And so I'm not wrong then. If you lived in Israel and you had dual citizenship, you're still going to be America first. And it doesn't mean that you hate the country you're in. You're working for yourself. You're dealing with life over there. You're earning a living. You are popular or whatever it is. That's what it's for, right? So it doesn't mean you don't love that country. It's just that you love your hometown first.
I agree. I'm just saying, all I'm saying is that ideally, we would have people running our country and being influential in our country who are America first. Bad Bunny just did the Super Bowl halftime show. He's not America first.
Right.
And he's popular, and he's saying ice out. He's saying everyone ice out. You know, we have all these influential people who hate America. If I was dictator, and you were influential, you wouldn't be allowed to badmouth America like that.
That's right.
You think celebrities in Russia are badmouthing Russia or badmouthing Putin?
They may be doing it in China.
No, in China, you can't be bad-mouthing Xi Jinping.
I know.
It'll kill you. No way.
Amazing. I got to ask, because of time, were women created to lead or to follow?
They were created to follow.
And why do you say that?
Women are like children. They don't know anything. They're physically weaker. They're emotional. It's just very obvious that... men do everything. Women are there to have the babies and take care of the children, but men do everything. So obviously women don't build skyscrapers. That's something women do, you know?
That's right. In my country, I noticed that, and it wasn't like this growing up, they are deliberately putting women in control of everything.
Yeah.
Businesses, government.
Well, instead of blaming the Jews, you could blame women is another way to go for ruining everything.
And blame the men for putting them in a position.
Yeah.
Because the women don't have it in them to be leaders. It's not in their nature. They can't even handle that.
I totally agree. It's a mess. And the women have become just totally crazy.
How can we change that? Or can we change it?
You're going to have to totally upend all of society to change it. I think we need to take away their right to vote, but they're going to get out in the street and try and burn the town down when we do
That's
that,
fine.
You know? Yeah, whatever. Let them. Let them fight the police.
We
right?
have to do like they're doing with ICE. Just send them home anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, they know that women should not be allowed to vote. I don't think they should be in politics. I think they should get married and have children.
Yeah.
And what we've learned is that when women are given the option to not get married and have children, most of the time they don't do it. They want to go be a girl yeah. boss. They want to have a career.
Yeah.
They think their career is important. They like think that their career matters. They and think other people care about their job.
And then they end up old and lonely.
Yep, exactly. And miserable. And and they go to ICE protests. I'm a good person. I'm right. an anti-racist. It's a joke. All these white women could have had white babies, and instead they...
And we need white babies.
Yeah.
Because we have July as White History Month, right?
Yep.
And we're doing that for 8 years. We need white babies. And these women not having babies.
I know. The white women have totally betrayed the white
Why don't the white man make the women have white babies?
We got to. Yeah, I don't know. You, that's what it has to, we got to do the Handmaid's Tale in real life.
White men are just giving up everything. They're not fighting for anything.
I know. You're preaching to the choir. I know. It's a shame. Someone asked me recently, because I get a lot of death threats. I get in a lot of trouble for the things I say online. And someone asked me recently why I do it. And I had to pause because I'm like, yeah, it really is a thankless job.
Yeah.
The white people who I'm fighting for are not even grateful for what I do. I mean, I put my life on the line, literally. Like, I've had multiple instances where someone recognizes me in person and they want to kill me.
Really?
Yeah, and I've had to walk out of the room. I've had to, you know, walk out of places.
Wow.
It's happened multiple times. Happened in Miami a couple of times, and it happened in New York a couple of times. Hasn't happened to me in South Carolina. In South Carolina, everyone that recognizes me loves me.
Yeah.
Even the black people out there. but it's a thankless job, and even the people I'm fighting for don't seem to care.
Why do you do it? If they kill you, they're just going to bury you and forget about you.
I know. Well, I'm too deep in. At this point, I'm unemployable. I could never have a normal job again. I know how to make money anonymously on the internet. There's something we teach in my Discord, womanpropaganda.com, if you want to learn how to make content. We also teach guys... how to get girlfriends. We have a red pill dating coach in there. Help guys out with finding a mentally stable woman who respects you. That's the goal. Dating has never been worse.
Yeah.
So we're helping guys out with that. It's a men's only Discord.
Right on.
I kick out any women who join. It's $50 a month, but it's well worth it. If you're a single guy, you got to join the Discord, womanpropaganda.com. Why do I do it? I got into this just trying to make funny content, and I had a message to spread, and then it really blew up, and I got like 3 billion views in 5 months, and
whoa.
Now every time I leave the house, people recognize me, and I'm kind of too deep in is one reason why I do it. And then, I don't know, I do want to fight for white people, but ideally I don't want to get killed for it.
Do you ever want to, like, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore?
Sometimes I feel that way. Yeah. I'm just going to keep going, though. And maybe if someone paid me to stop, someone paid me a bunch of money to log off, maybe I would do that. I like what I do. I like spreading the message. I make funny videos. I love it. But, it is. It's mostly a thankless job.
What was your impression of Charlie Kirk?
I thought he was a little bit too liberal for me. And he didn't really talk about white genocide. I wanted him to speak up more about that. But besides that, I think he's a great guy. And I thought it was horrible what happened to him. I think he's a martyr. I think he's a hero. And I thought it was terrible that he got murdered. And then it was terrible, all those liberals who cheered when he got murdered. I thought that was
amazing, huh?
That was crazy. That's who we share a country with. And these people are allowed to vote in our country. It's scary times we live in.
Yeah. So I got to put you on the hot seat.
Let's do it.
And I need you to answer these questions as quickly as possible.
Okay.
The hot seat.
You love white people?
Yes.
What is a man?
Adult, male, you have a dick and balls, and you got to go to work and pay taxes.
Should white people be allowed to say the N-word?
Yes.
Have you ever shot a gun?
Yes.
And have you ever picked cotton?
Yes.
What was that like?
That was amazing. I loved it. I think picking cotton's a great time. Very satisfying.
Do we need more white babies?
Yes.
Aliens real?
Maybe they're interdimensional demons, maybe. I don't think they're coming from another planet. Maybe they're coming through portals.
Is love, what is love?
I think self-sacrifice, giving up something, expecting nothing in return.
Do you love the Jews?
Yes.
True or false? When she's crying, she's lying.
100% true. Every single time.
Which is worse, abortion or slavery? Which is worse?
Abortion.
Is the earth flat or round?
I think it's round.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
No.
Can we give the blacks reparations?
No. Hell no.
Does a chicken have lips?
No.
Is it ever okay to call a woman fat?
Yes. We need to do that more often. Yeah, we need to bring that back.
Did you have fun?
Yes.
Thank you, man.
Thank you,
that
Jesse.
That was amazing.
Stop8.vote. Let's ban Section 8 housing.
That's right. Let me ask. You said you have done my videos before.
I've gotten you a billion views. I'm the number one Jesse Lee Peterson clipper in the world.
That's amazing, man. Thank you.
I'm a propagandist, and I've used your videos to spread the message. And
right on.
And I appreciate what you say.
I bet you there are people in the world that love what you're doing, too, and they are working to help without you knowing that they're here. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And so I bet you it seemed like you're alone in this fight to stand up for what is right and for white people. But I'm sure there's someone else because you never know who's with you.
Yeah.
Because you don't really hear from them a lot.
There's a lot of that. I get a lot of encouraging messages of people telling me you're doing the Lord's work. Thank you. I get tons of that.
Yeah. So it's happening.
Oh, yeah.
And God is with you.
Amen. Yeah.
So tell the people how to get to your website, everything you're doing.
Okay, so check out my show on Censored TV, the Woman Propaganda Show. Comes out once a week. We talk about black people. We talk about women, what's wrong with them, all that stuff. Then I have a Discord for men only. If you're a single guy, you should join the Discord. 206-426-7968. This is my new phone. Text me if you want to join the Discord. And then follow me on Instagram. Oh, this camera. And then follow me on Instagram. What else is there? Discord, stop8.vote, and then my show on censored.tv.
And repeat the phone, the new number, get a little slower.
I have a phone number, a new phone. I'm texting everyone back. If you want to get a girlfriend, if you're lonely, if you want a wife, join my Discord. We're teaching guys how to do this. The dating apps are dead. The cold approach, in-person method, we call it the approach anywhere method. This is the only thing that works anymore. And there's no competition because guys are too scared to approach women anymore. Yeah. Guys are scared of getting called creepy. No one approaches women anymore. Yeah. We're teaching how to do it in my Discord. 206-426 7968. Text me if you'd like to join the Discord.
Amazing. And thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget to support The Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel, thefallenstate.tv or locals.com. And check out Punchy's Coffee. It's good. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. Also, I do shout-outs for you on Cameo. Birthday shout-outs, encouragement shout-outs, whatever it is, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And if you'd like to see other interesting guests or bad guests on the show, contact my producer at producer@thefallenstate.tv. And don't forget to merge, like, and follow. That was fun, man. I really wish you well. You stay with it.
Thank you, really. Jesse. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. Watch your back, but stay with it.
Thank you.
Amazing. Yeah. Thank you for being here.
Amazing.
Nice.